Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is your power mentor, Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, and renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along, and I have a special guest here today. We're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share. We are live today. It's our 300th episode. So go ahead and share it with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or they can join us on Facebook Live on Success with Nicola Redefined. Now, listen, guys, I need you to know that you're definitely going to want to go back and listen to the prior series. You know, we're talking about keep going until you get it done. This has been just so fitting that for our 300th episode, and it just jumped up on us because we have been so busy. We're working on projects. We're working on things for our primary business. You know, we had a family. We have all this stuff going on. And then, I mean, like 2 days ago, Trina's like, oh, we're coming up on the 300th episode. For those of you guys who don't know who Trina is, she is like my right arm, left arm, what have you, for the last 9 years. And, you know, we had to say, you know what? The big project we're working on, we have to let our Power Start Day listeners know what's going down. And it's definitely going to be big. But I'm going to tell you something, that this series, keep going until you get it done, it couldn't be just so fitting. I need you all to know that even though God has been blessing me to be a blessing to so many other people through Power Start Your Day, these series minister to me as well. You know, God is my rock, and I have to let you guys know that today, you always got to have your Bibles out with Power Start Your Day. We don't apologize for that. I need you to understand that the Word of God is my biggest secret weapon to my success. And so people always ask me, how are you successful, Nicola? How do you keep going? And if I didn't have the Word of God, let me just say, if I didn't have Jesus, I'd be a mess. Okay? I'm just letting you know. So I want you to go to Philippians 3, and we're going to be in Philippians 3, 13 through 14. This has been the key scripture and verse for Power Start Your Day this particular week, and it makes such a huge difference. And we're going to read it after we pray together. And so, you know, we cannot be here 300 episodes later without God. Robert and I wouldn't be sitting here in our home without God. We wouldn't even be still married without God. And so we are nothing, absolutely nothing without Him. So we got to give Him the honor and the just the praise that He deserves. Okay, so can we be on one accord, family? Father God, we thank You. We honor You on this day, for this is the day that You have made. We'll never get too big to be glad and joyous that You've given us another opportunity just to breathe. Each and every day that we get this opportunity, we know that it's for us to continue to pursue our goals, pursue what it is that You have already assigned us to do before we were formed in our mother's womb. Dear Lord, on this day, we are asking You, O Father God, that the ears of the listeners, let them have their spiritual ears, that they will hear what thus says the Lord. Dear Lord, we're letting You know that Your Holy Spirit is welcome here and every day on Power Start Your Day. Let Him take full control. Dear Lord, in this time, let there be a full healing to go forward in the households, under the people, under the sound of our voice on today. Dear Lord, let them, no matter what it is, get up and keep going. We're thanking You, O Father God, for the zeal that's building up in them even now. We're thanking You, O Father God, that they are going from faith to faith, O dear Lord, because we know that that is what activates Your hand. That's what gets Your attention. Dear Lord, right now, as we are petitioning unto You, we're first going to seek You and Your kingdom. And then what you have for us, we know it will be added to us. We're no longer settling for the counterfeit of what the world has given us. We're coming to you first, oh dear Lord. We're coming and we want to be in perfect order so that we can be a sweet aroma in your nostrils. All we want you to do is say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So as we are being groomed to become the humble giants in the marketplace, we're thanking you, oh Father God, that you're going everywhere with us. We're thanking you that there will be no hurt, harm, or danger coming upon us, and that any weapon will never prosper. We're honoring you with not only the fruit of our lips, but also with our deeds, as we're being examples unto the world, never being ashamed of who you are, whose we are, and we'll go out and do big, massive exploits in your name. We cover and we seal this prayer in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so listen, you know, starting off your day with prayer is huge. If you're talking about you want to keep going until you get it done, there are going to be always so many things that come up against you. And so we have to read this word, because I am telling you right now, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14 says, brethren, this is Apostle Paul. Now, you know, our brother Paul has been through the ringer. Everything you can think of that would have seemed to be bad or a failure has happened to Apostle Paul. And it's not fitting that before, you know, Paul, he was rich. But when he found God, he became wealthy. And so listen to what he says. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. He is very specific. In the end of the day, you can't move forward in fear. And some people might say, you know what, I don't have any fear. I fight. You can't move forward and fight at the same time. This is the reason why we have to have a very strong prayer life if you're talking about you want to keep going. You know, as you're becoming that humble giant, a lot of things are going to come before you. The obstacles, some of it is our own doing, self-infliction, because we really don't even believe that God wants to do something massive in our lives. So we'll even do things like self-sabotage. Like, and so I need you to know, don't be afraid of what God is doing in you and what he wants to do through you. Do not be afraid. But I'm going to tell you something. There are some people that are going to be afraid. We talked about that, right? It's three types of people that when you start growing and you start going and pursuing your goals with all your heart and soul, there are some people that are going to definitely get scared. Yeah, they're going to be thinking they saw the boogeyman. Let me tell you what you need to do. But before that, we got to discuss who are those people. The first person is you. The first person is you. When you start doing things through the power of God, you're going to start saying, oh, wow, scary. I don't know about you, but I did. Because when I'm looking at now where we are, there's no way that 5 years ago someone would tell me that we would have been sitting in our home, making millions from our home, and training other people how they can do the same through the word of God. At that time, we were in preparation, right, honey? Yes. We were in preparation. What does that mean? That means we were in a hot mess, right? That means that things were coming up against our household. That means that we probably didn't even think that we would make it, that we'd even still be together. That means that, you know, in our business, you know, people just started acting cray-cray, all kind of stuff. But you've got to keep going. So the first person is going to be you, and you have to make sure that you stay before God so you can start seeing yourself the way God sees you. Extremely important, especially when you're going in the marketing industry. You got to remember that people don't have to fill out, they don't have to go through an interview process. They may have to fill out an application, but they don't have to go through an interview process. So at the end of the day, anybody can join. And this is the reason why, as leaders, we always have to have an atmosphere for other people to grow, so that even if people come into your organization, if they, you know, probably have gone through a lot of things in their life, dysfunction, what have you, we got to be compassionate with one another first and foremost, but then we always have to be an example. So I need to talk about you, right? Because you can't control everybody else, but you can definitely control your reactions. You can control yourself. The next is people who didn't know you had it in you. They saw you as a little baby growing up, you know, like with me. I was bad. He was bad, too. Was you?
I was a little bad.
Yeah, listen, I heard the story about you, babe. Look, but just think about it. God knew that he was going to put these two bad children together, right? And then he already knew that even though we went through things, people looked at our lives. I mean, I would have been like the talk of the town, right? I am no one to ever judge anyone. I was one, and I tell people all the time, you know, at one point in time, I was going into two prisons with my two sons, you know, and that's where they were able to have time with their fathers. You know, my husband, he went through just hard times in life, making the wrong decision. Right? And so people who watched you or who knew you back then, they're watching you now, and then they even still want to kind of pull you back to where that was. No, keep going until you get it done. And so then also there are going to be people who wish they had what God placed in you. So they'll think they can just snatch it out of you by trying to break you down and make you feel inadequate or try to, you know, tear down your character, all kinds of things. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't focus on any of that or any of them. That's the wrong focus. You got to focus, just like the Apostle Paul said, pressing toward that goal that Christ put in you. You got to press toward. But if you don't know, I mean, you'll be like, well, I don't even know what that is. But I can assure you, when you put your life in order, meaning God first and then your family and then the business, he is going to blow your mind. You'll be sitting still, and big business is going to be happening all around you. But you got to put in the work with him. And so we gave you a declaration. Right? And if you're watching for the first time, you want to write this down, because we've got to strive towards getting better every single day. Never getting bitter from the situations, the challenges, the people, because the moment you let bitterness settle in, procrastination is going to come about, stagnation is going to come about, all those things that's anti-moving forward. So I need you to write this down. I declare and decree that today I'm becoming better every day at, and you need to put something in there. The thing that you believe is stopping you from moving forward with a force. Put it in there. If it's that you ask thinking, you got to be real now, because God already knows you. Don't try to play any game, try to put on the face, the side, it don't matter. He already knows you. Put it in there, and now you begin to command the universe, which God has already given us the power to do. Now you can command, and you can start seeing some major things in your life first, starting with yourself. And when you do that, you'll understand this declaration is helping you automatically be programmed to win. You know why? Because you're going to start having the same or even a better attitude towards what you would consider failure. The same way you're winning, you have to embrace failure in order to move forward. And I am telling you right now that I love this, what, you know, Thomas Edison said to a lady, you know, back in the 1800s, and he went, 500 times trying to invent stuff, and people were talking about, like, you failed 500 times. He said, no, I found 500 ways. I learned 500 ways of what didn't work. So whatever you're going through in your life that's holding you back, you've now discovered what doesn't work. And so we want to now begin to be your guide into saying, this is what works. Robert and I are very transparent. You're going to hear from in a moment. I'm just doing like a recap. We know what don't work. We made a lot of mistakes, a lot of them. I know we don't look, we don't look like what we've been through. I trust, we don't. We don't look like what we've been through. Cray cray kids, things like, just like look like it was all falling apart when it was actually coming together. And that's the reason why you got to move from potential into passion. You got to have a passion for whatever it is that you're pursuing. And I'm going to tell you this. The passion that we have for people and helping people win going. Every day we have committed our lives to helping people win. And, you know, our mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, he shared that you're really never going to discover your passion until you find out what pisses you off. And when I found out that it pisses me off that people believe that the only way for them to win means that someone else has to lose, or people try to obstruct the success of someone else, not believing that they can have success for themselves. That's why I love our industry, network marketing, because everyone can take their spot at the top together. And it pissed me off when I see people try to obstruct or compete or these type of things that are destructive to even us as humans, right? We have to create atmospheres for other people to grow, and this is why the next scripture that you have is going to be the Jabez prayer, 1 Chronicles 4:10. It's very familiar to you, but when we're talking about you keep going, you got to first make sure that you're honoring God, because it said that Jabez was more honorable than his brother. So that's telling you that honoring God has to be a prerequisite to be able to go in on this prayer right here, to ask God to expand your territory. And when you are pursuing that, for him to keep you from evil, harm. And you need to make sure that you understand that keeping you from evil and harm can be the evil and harm that you even do to yourself. You're succeeding, and then you stop honoring God, and you stop honoring the people around you, or you forget that people helped you, or you start, you know, not being, you know, humble. You throw humble out the door. Humility, the word of God tells us that the meek shall inherit the earth. And so if you want to stay not on the side of your friends, if you want to stay on God's side, we have to honor the principles that he put before us for us to be successful. And so I need you to know that as you're going up, it's going to be crazy. Expect it to be difficult, so it don't catch you by surprise. We're already telling you success is this diamond, this muddy rock. It gets ugly. But until it undergoes that immense pressure, almost like you feel like, am I going to make it? Just the fact that you wake up, the answer is yes, right? That you can keep making. So what you're going to do, as we're going to close out and we're going to go into an interview with my honey, I'm telling you, my partner in Christ, life and in business, all those three, it took a moment to come to the table together, trust me, like the crucifixion of Christ. I tell you right now, everybody know I keep it 100% real. Why? Because if you're out there and you want to work with your spouse or you want to work with, you know, your significant other and you're like, it seems like it can never happen, I'm here letting you know that it can. But you got to go through. You got to keep going until you get it done, right? And so what you have to do is you got to organize your thoughts. Important. Organize your thoughts. This will keep you or prevent you from getting overwhelmed, or you can manage overwhelm. If you organize your thoughts, then you're now prioritizing what you do. And I'm going to tell you right now, we already said the God first, family, and then business. When you do those things, now when you get the money, you're going to feel fulfilled. We for you to be hating on somebody else who got their stuff in order. Get yourself in order. Create what we call a cash calendar. A cash calendar is not only about getting cash. You got to even calendar in the important time with God, important time with the people you love, and then your business. And guess what? It might require you getting up a little bit earlier, going to bed a little bit later. And then eventually, especially if you're doing network marketing, because the residual and the compounding effect will work on you, work on your business. It's like what Albert Einstein said, it's the eighth wonder of the world. Now you're going to look up one day and you'll be sitting in the house of your dreams, driving the cars that your company is paid for, all those types of things. You'll now start experiencing those things when at one point in time, all you used to have to do is grind and sweat for it. Put in the time. Organize your time. But you are going to have to silence powerless screams in your life. Like Oprah said, you know, those people that want to suck the life out of you, some of them are even close to you. Be able to recognize it and have the courage to keep going. So I want to talk right now with my husband because I know he's heard me. He's been probably, you know, sometimes he sleeps, right? He sleeps a little later than I do. And he told me last night, you wake up at 4 o'clock, you wake up at 5, whatever time I got to wake up, actually God will wake me up, and that means it's time for me to commune with him and it's time for me to get moving, right? We're working on some huge projects we're going to tell you about in a moment. And he's like, you wake up and then you wake up everybody. And I'm like, no, I'm going to the gym or whatever, so... He's not all the way up, so he just got caught up to some of the things we were talking about. But when you listen to this, and for those who don't know, this is the one and only Robert Jackson, even though it's a common name, but he is one of a kind. Wait, hold on. You have a son, Robert Jackson, and now a grandson, Robert Jackson. Yes. So all of them are the Robert Jacksons too, right?
No.
They're not
the Robert Jackson.
Man. So, so tell me, Robert, when we start talking about keep going until you get it done, you know, we watched each other have to keep going through a lot of stuff. What would you say to the audience about even what we're talking about now and even how the Word of God has even just sealed the deal for us and for our success?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing I would share, you know, with the audience today is that, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, I want to go to that next level. You know, I want to rise to the top. But a lot of times people don't understand rising to the top requires a lot of training, a lot of cultivating. And what amazes me about people is that, you know, especially in this industry, you know, we'll talk to people, we'll hear people say all the time, like, man, I've been in this business 6 months and I really haven't done this or I really haven't done that. But one thing I can share with you is that in those moments in time that you're looking for something to happen in the time that you want it to happen. And one thing about our Father is that he says, I'm always on time in your time. And see, you got to understand that when you're going through that pressure, you're going through that process, that you got to understand that in that time of going through, that God is really trying to mold you into where you're really going. See, I've seen people rise really fast, and I saw them fail just as faster. And in those moments of time, I can share with you that when those people rose to a position, because, see, we have to understand that God has already given us a title, but we're so focused on the man-made title and we're forgetting about the title that we was already born in. And when you start understanding who you are and whose you are, that when you are going through that process, you're understanding that God is there in the midst of what you're going through. He's understanding what you're going through, but he needs to take you through that pressure and that process so that when he do elevate you, that you don't lose your mind. Yeah, I said it, lose your mind. I saw so many people make $1 million-plus in 1 year. I'm not talking about over a period of years, in 1 year, and now we look at some of those people, and they're struggling. And you say, well, why are they struggling? And they made all that money. Because they was depending on them and not their father. They thought that they rose to the top because of them. So when we're talking about finishing the race, doesn't mean that you are there and you arrive just because you have money. When your mind does not match the money, I guarantee you something is going to happen. And you say, well, what's going to happen? I'm glad you asked that question. You're going to self-destruct not just you, but what you have given your family a temporary taste of. See, when me and Nicola understood that being successful requires you to go through that process that diamonds go through that she spoke of earlier. And when you're going through that muddy water, meaning like she didn't like me sometime, I didn't like her sometime. Our kids didn't like us, we didn't like them. Our parents was like, y'all always busy. Everything that people will say to try to take you off course is going to come in your life, people. But you got to understand that you have to be the rock. You got to understand that when your husband is acting crazy like I was acting crazy, she was the rock. And sometimes when you are that rock, everything is going to come out for you. But you got to ask yourself. Then I tell God I was going to finish this race. Then I promise God that I'm going to be a faithful servant to where he put me. And when you start understanding who you committed to, because, see, a lot of us are committing to man and not the man, meaning our Holy Father. So when you said, I want to finish the race, commit yourself to something higher and deeper than you are.
Wow. Commit yourself to something higher and deeper than you are. And then now you don't have to be afraid to write down big goals. The goals should be so big that you don't think you can obtain it by yourself. And that is an inclination that, listen, means you can reach it, but not by yourself. Just like Robert shared, the whole deal about being that rock. You know, rocks don't just melt when it rains. They still are rocks in the snow. People can pick up the rock and throw it, and it's still a rock. And so I need you guys to understand that we've been through all of those things. But I'm going to tell you something. There are some secrets. You know, this is leading to what we're about to launch, right? Robert and I have amassed millions of dollars. There's no secret about that. Documented, there's no secret. We don't fake it till we make it. We don't have to put on airs of what we want people to think. This is what we do, and we're extremely humble with it and grateful. But we know that any gift that God gives you or gives us is to equip. That's what they're for. We just get to partake in it. It's all God's, and he just gives us a piece of it, and then we can be stewards. And you have to be good stewards off of what God gives you. Like even if he gives you a way to do something better and you only want to keep it for yourself and you feel like I'm not going to share it with anybody because I got to move faster or whatever, eventually you'll start looking like you're moving slower. We know that we have to sow seeds consistently. And we may not be the one that has to water those seeds. When God is watering those seeds, it may produce a harvest somewhere else. These are the things you need to know about when you have to keep going until you get it done. God has placed some things in my heart from like 5 years ago, gave me ideas from years ago, and then when he knew that we were ready, he said, it's time. And so we are going to be creating for the very first time. We know this is going to be the largest project ever in our entire careers thus far. And we know that we're called to equip people, their families. And so we know that we have to have a platform to be able to share that with people. Because, you know, even if Power Starts Your Day, we're 30 minutes. Sometimes we go a little bit over. Our teammates may be able to get information from us, what have you. But where can they say they can access all that we know, all that we have? Even some of our millionaire mentors, even some of the things that we have access to that other people just don't have access to. Huge. We're creating the Millionaire Secrets Mastermind. We can't even give you how you're going to get started with it. We know that we are going to be blessing people in a huge way. I'm telling you, and it's so funny that when you put it out there, my body is all in chills. Even last night, one of my very wealthy, one of the ladies that taught me a lot about wealth, Dame DC Cordova, she's the one who said, I need you to come on over to Asia, learn global business. And she called me last night, don't know what we're doing, and she said, I'm creating something, and it's time. We must do something together. Over the last days, we've gotten calls of people saying, we want to help millions of people do this or do that, and your name came up. Once we began to pursue the goals with all our heart and soul, everything else started falling into place. Even a trip somewhere to Thailand, like, hey, we're going to Thailand to do some business. You want? I said, wow, most people never even get these type of invitations. But connecting with us, and when we have this platform, we're going to be coming to you regularly to show you how you can create your own millionaire blueprint. It may not only be in the industry that we're in, but obviously we're going to be equipping you in your spirit, your mind, your money, and business.
Yes.
A lot of things are going to be coming out of this, right? Families are going to be stronger. Men are going to be moving to the helm of their communities. Men are going to be solid that even if they have a woman who is their true helpmeet that may, you know, be able to be the visionary or what have you. And then the women are going to know how to speak to their kings. They're going to know how to speak life into them. These are things that God had to teach me, and even my mentors had to teach me over time. And there's going to be a balance like never before. What did you do?
I just let them know, yeah.
Stop cutting up. Golly, this is like the serious part.
I'm with you. I was just letting people know, yeah.
Yeah, I had to learn how to speak to my king, and
yes,
I
yeah,
did.
That.
I did, and
we still teach him.
Yeah, because he's still learning how to handle this queen.
Exactly.
So we, you know, we keep it straight up, right? But we've become better.
Yes.
We celebrated 12 years of marriage. I don't think that that is a mistake. That this is the time that God is having us to do this for His people, and there's probably nothing we haven't seen when it comes in from life and business experience, but we keep going. And so the Millionaire Secrets Mastermind is going to be open soon. It's going to be big. It's never been done like this before. Never. It's just not there. Probably bits and pieces you've probably seen or experienced, but not in this way. And we are extremely excited to be able to bring this to you. And so when we open it, attention. So, you know, Faye, are you excited about the Millionaire Secrets Mastermind?
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I'm telling you guys, you about to get on the first end of this. Because, you know, when we first launch it, first and foremost, it's just going to be for a limited access. So you got to understand that that limited access is going to grant you some things that the other people that are just going to have regular access, they're not going to have it. It's not going to be like an L.A. Fitness type membership. You know what? You can come and go. But I'm telling you guys, when we get ready to launch this, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention, because that first limited access that we allow in, you're going to get some things that is going to take your life to the next level. I'm telling you, it's something called first mover access. And when you start understanding that, you hear a lot of millionaires and billionaires talk about the first mover access. And we had to learn that because, you know, we used to go to a lot of trainings, right? And the millionaires up in the room that's doing the training, they'll ask a question, and all of a sudden everybody just looking, and then somebody jump up that catch it, and he be like, see, this is what I'm talking about. People that want to be successful, they catch it and they move.
That's right. Take action. So we're going to be here along your journey to your first million. You know, blueprints, you'll be putting some timelines on those things. And along the way, obviously, you're going to become richer in every area of your life. And I am extremely excited because just like Robert shared when we first opened it, it will be only for a limited time so that we can get those founding members up and moving, get them, you know, and make sure that we are bringing everything in the spirit of excellence. And so when you get that opportunity, you definitely want to jump on it. And a lot of goodies that are going to be coming out of there, a lot of conferences, events, and stuff like that. We already laid it out. Ladies, you know, we got something for you. Your mind going to be like, you're going to be lit when you see or hear what's going to be happening for the lady millionaires. What's going to happen? I didn't tell you the name, but it is powerful. I've had this name for now 4 years, and now is the time. So you're talking about families are going to be like never before, going to the next level. And so we're excited about that. So now we got to wrap up. We got to give some stuff away. We got to bless some people. We know that, we always got to bless people. It's 300th episode, so we're going to bless three people. And you're going to have a full day. No, you're going to have a full day starting at 4 a.m. with Robert Jackson. That's the first gift.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, right. So we are going to give away.
Got to go to sleep. Right?
Go to sleep when?
1 and 2 o'clock.
Listen, last night he wouldn't turn off the television, and I'm like, I'm trying to tone down. I'm trying to go to bed. He said, this is how he wind down. You talk about, like, total opposite. How do the news wind you down, right? I'm all wired up. So anyway, so you need to know that the very first prize is going to go to a person that we're going to give a 30-minute coaching session one-on-one. Very huge, and you want to come prepared. So we're going to show you how to be prepared for things like that when you have an opportunity to have a conversation with millionaires that can give you some nuggets. And do we have a winner? I think what we're going to do, we're going to pick some people from there. And so why don't you go ahead and say, I need that. Go ahead and put in the comment, I need that, right? And then we're going to choose a person who probably moved first that said, I need that. That means that you're hungry. That means you're thirsty. And so that's the requirement to have massive success. You got to want it. Then now we're going to go ahead and we're going to give a second prize away. And for those of you who are in the network marketing industry or you always wanted to know how you can really, like, take your business to the next level, we have a program called the Power of 10X for Network Marketers. And this is a very intensive training. People, if you've never been, to millionaire status or seven figures in network marketing, you might see these things and think that it didn't mean anything, but these are the exact strategies, the way we think on how we're able to leverage. We turned ourselves from producers into leaders, and I'm telling you, leaders is who make the most money in the industry. And so most of the time, if you're only producing, that means that it's taking time away from you really cultivating people and leading people, and you have to know the power of leverage, and you have to know how to lead people to success. So that's the next gift we're going to give. And you want to say power of 10X, power of 10X. And we're going to go back in the comments bars, and then we're going to choose a winner from there. Power of 10X. Okay. And then the third person is going to get both. The third person is going to get both. Now, we're going to choose based off of how you, like, maybe if you were sharing this broadcast, basically, if you were, because see, these are the mindsets and principles. Some people are listening and like, I don't want to share it. I don't want nobody to know. You know, I want to keep it for myself. That's not really who we're looking for this particular gift. So if you're one and you're sharing, you want to go ahead and you want to press shared. If you're one that, you know, you're like, okay, I need that and I shared, go ahead. We want you to just go crazy there in the comment box. And we're going to definitely bless you with both a 30-minute one-on-one coaching session with Robert or I and the power of 10X. So now you have the program and you'll be able to know what to do with it. Now, there is something else that's coming, and there is going to be like an audio of Millionaire Secrets, an audio called Millionaire Secrets. And one of those three people are also going to get that. We setting the stage. Let's get this party started.
The party already started. Getting it started.
Look at him. It's early. We got other
party already started. And one thing, you know, I want to share too, for the men that are out there, I know she, you know, mentioned that the women is about to be lit. But look, we got something coming special for the men. So don't you guys worry, because if they gonna be lit, we gonna be turned up.
Ah,
are y'all ready?
Y'all gonna be turned up. Hold on, don't
when you got a lit, when you got a lit woman and a turned up man,
bam,
you don't have no option but to be successful.
Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. So man, brace yourself, and women, hold on. Because it's about to be lit and turned.
We're going to bring it. We're going to bring it. We're excited to serve you guys. And so once the Millionaire Secrets Mastermind is open, you know, definitely if you, you'll be getting an invitation to it coming soon. And it is being constructed, and it's going to be just amazing. So 300th episode.
Yes,
300th are you
episode.
Guys excited? Say, I'm excited. I'm excited. We thank you for being loyal listeners, supporting us, the love. Robert and I know that we have so many people who love and support us, and we're so grateful. We count it a privilege to lead. We know it's not just something that you just do just because you have money. It's a privilege when people, you know, trust you enough to lead them, and so we'll never take that for granted.
Yes.
So we thank you, and we are so grateful to God for this moment with you. See you guys later.